This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fragments on the mind. As we enter the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today, Alex with us, Stuart Rhodes with us as well. A beautiful thing is happening right now as perhaps one of the most obvious illegal criminal behaviors that we've ever witnessed taking place in the last 24 hours, where Wall Street just tells you, the people, no, we get to rob you. You don't get to rob us. This is not how that goes. And now even Janet Yellen, who's silent through all of this, but the press secretary, Jen Psaki, gets asked a question. Hey, what about Janet Yellen getting millions of dollars of payouts to speak at Wall Street firms? What about Joe Biden getting 30 Wall Street hedge funds managers to donate to his political campaign? Of course, Psaki says, oh, I don't know anything about that. And as Stuart Rhodes highlighted in the last segment, now there are oversight committees investigating Biden's ties to China, including through University of Pennsylvania, another place that looks like it was maybe working with China and the Biden. So it's a beautiful thing. The world is waking up, and all these people that thought Biden was going to save them from whatever they thought the boogeyman Trump was, they're all having voter's remorse. So I could be wrong about 3 months, but I'd say 3 months tops we have to, as Stuart was saying, we have time to really fix this, unify, and push back as we the people versus the corrupt world government.
And I want to get Stuart's take on that. But, Stuart, what about curveballs? This is so much revolutionary fervor now that I think the globalists stealing this from Trump and installing Biden, it's going to be insane. I mean, they're not going to, and now they're going to try to block people going in and looking at shorts and then propping up companies, which is a good thing they did. Now they're going to try to ban them not being able to shut down brick and mortar shops. Now everybody's going to get involved. I've never traded stock. I'm going to go get accounts now. I'm going to start trying to save American companies. I mean, this is crazy, Stuart.
Yeah, well, now we're using their tactics against them. They always, you know, fifth generation warfare is to use economics and, you know, illegal and everything else. So we should do the same thing. Exactly right. So like right now, we're helping protect whistleblowers who are doing a lawsuit about the election theft that alleges that everybody in Congress is illegitimate. The entire system is illegitimate because none of those were clean elections under federal law. And so I think it's important for us to push back all of those spectrums, across the spectrum, economically, legally, you know, in the court of public opinion especially. But yes, full spectrum assault or counter-assault.
Stuart, you got to come back on for a full hour, maybe this weekend or next week. Hell, I'm going to do a special show Saturday, so maybe we should show up for a full hour, then commercial free. But in closing, the enemy's in trouble. I want people to know that. But they got curveballs, too. What should we be looking out for?
Well, what you want to look out for is you don't want any Fort Sumters. Like the late, great Mike Vanderbilt said, no Fort Sumters. And I know it's frustrating for patriots. They're like, hey, we've been oppressed over and over again, a long chain of abuses. But the founding fathers were disciplined. We need to be disciplined as well. That means you separate from the illegitimate regime, declare it illegitimate, you nullify, do mass noncompliance, you come together and get strong so that when they come for you, they're the clear aggressors. They have to come to you in your local state or county and oppress you. And the more they oppress the American people, the more that come over to our side. And that includes in the military. And that's our biggest audience, the most important audience, is the U.S. military. When they see Biden doing the bidding of China, they'll know that we were not conspiracy theorists and we said he's a Chinese puppet. They can see it for themselves. So he has a lot of serious problems, and so does all of his handlers. So let them continue to show their rears. Let them continue to put more rope on the deck. That's what I say.
Why I agree. And by the way, that's not rhetoric. Joe Biden is literally a communist Chinese agent. I can't believe the establishment's this crazy, but they can't help it. If a government can take you over, they're going to try to do it. Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much. God bless you. We really appreciate you. Oath Keepers, you got a couple websites. What's the best website? Oathkeepers.org?
Oathkeepers.org. And once again, we encourage folks to go donate to Jessica's Defense Fund. On our front page, we'll be posted a link to that. We've got to make sure that we take care of our own. So I do encourage you folks to do that.
All right. God bless. Yeah. They're trying to set you up. Because you're a good guy. All right, Owen Schroyer, we got 40 seconds left before I take over with Jay Dyer. Tell us what you've got coming up in 45-50 minutes on the War Room.
Well, everything, Alex. I've got a stacked news desk, and I've just been percolating on all of this listening to you host the show here today with the great guests. So, I mean, it's everything. The Democrats labeling anybody that they don't like as a domestic terrorist and then legislating that they can go after you. More unsealed documents
in the sex trafficking of underage minors with Epstein and Maxwell. Nobody seems to care about that. They're arresting meme makers, the vengeance of Hillary Clinton from 4 years ago, Gamergate, all of it, fake COVID pandemic, lockdowns. It's all coming up on The War Room today.
Incredible. All right, 3 p.m., The War Room. We'll be right back. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, I don't sit here and just try to put black people on air fighting the New World Order or saying smart things. That's just who keeps speaking up and saying things. About half the time, the best stuff we see is black folks getting pissed off and speaking out about what's going on. Then, of course, they get blocked on Twitter, they get blocked on Facebook, you name it. Two videos today. There's even more black people saying stuff I agree with. You have a white person says something that's smart, I put it on, but I'm not kissing black people's ass. It's just very good to see black folks really getting it quick and really starting to figure it out. And now they can just wake up the other black folks, the other white folks, and the other everybody else. We're going to save this country. I know InfoWars is exploding in India. And I'm just going to leave it at that because if I talk about it, the enemy will go find it and block it. But, I mean, we're getting like 5-10 million views on videos in India. So the Indians get it. I mean, that's all I care about is humanity waking up. So we salute the folks in India. We love you. Black Lives Matter. Keystone Pipeline worker destroys Biden executive order. A black Keystone XL worker rant blaming Joe Biden for eliminating his job. Well, you didn't blame him. It's true. Through executive fiat is going viral. And again, it's built. It brings in the oil. The same oil is going to get sold via the railroad that Bill Gates and Soros and Warren Buffett own. They own the majority of the railroad that takes the so instead of going on a pipeline to us now, even though we built this $5 billion pipeline or whatever, it's at least more than that, it's going to take billions a day in oil to us to Shreveport, Texas, the refineries. So we can then sell it to the world and have lower prices. And instead now it's all going to go on that railroad to the West Coast and then to China. I mean, this is just war, folks. So this guy and all his buddies are out of a job. Here he is.
Stroke of a pen. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. I just got a, bought this car. I had a 6-year payment plan on it. So I'm probably going to have to sell the car. And then, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage. It doesn't make any sense. How did Donald Trump I know how. They took it. They didn't steal the election. When you steal something, that's when no one knows that you took it. But they outright, boldly from you, screw the American people, screw you, Donald Trump, screw everybody, America last. And oh, by the way, you guys are going to lose your job.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's another black nurse at a nursing home. He's watching all the old people die. What I told you, we've got one fellow works with us. His mom is a head nurse of a nursing home. And people died, and other people can't even get out of bed. Just everybody's suddenly not even coming to dinner, lunch, breakfast. Everybody's just dying. That's the first shot. They give them the second. They're going to all die. And now it's all just, oh, we sent 12,000 old people and killed them in New York. And Letitia James says it's okay and laughs about it on TV today. And they're just doing it. Exactly. They didn't steal it. They took it. They pissed in our face. They told us it was raining. And it's so... So George Soros, who says he wants to destroy America, his life mission is to destroy America. And so he gets billions more, and the oil goes to China. It's our oil. We drilled it. The Canadians drilled it. They are dropping like flies. Nursing home, vaccines, killing patients. Here's a black nurse. Here it is.
I know when they are happy. I know when they are sad. I know when they are frustrated. I know when they are feeling good. I know these people. I'm around them for 8 hours. And many people who are CNAs can testify of the same thing. We know the people that we care for. So, 2 weeks after these people received the vaccine, particularly the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, 2 weeks after they receive the vaccine, or 3 weeks later, I am seeing this pattern of not just side effects, to the point where we had people who were once walking who are no longer walking. People who were once talking who could no longer talk. People who were once able to think could no longer think. The expert says that the vaccine do not have the COVID-19 in it. I understand. Okay. It's supposed to be a stimulus, right? A stimulus that's supposed to help your immune system to fight against the virus if you were to confront it. That's the purpose of this vaccine, right? I understand that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I understand the purpose of it. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But this is what I'm saying, friends. Our residents are dying. Our residents are dying after they have taken this vaccine. And what troubles me, this is not even being spoken about. What bothers my heart is that it's almost like, don't talk about this. Just keep quiet. Let's go along with the notion. And I'm sitting here thinking like, this. First of all, I'm a Christian. I can't live with my conscience knowing this is what's happening in front of my eyes. Now, when you ask questions, when you ask those in authority, those in a position that could give you answers.
Well, that's up on InfoWars.com. They're dropping like flies. It's only got 64,000 views. It needs 10 million views. Send it to everyone you know that has parents in nursing homes. I'm going to explain this again. In the second round, they're having large percentages die. I'm talking if there's 50 beds, 2 people die. If there's 100 beds, 4 die. This is what I'm being told. We're talking murder. Who is now retiring? Who is now going in nursing homes? Baby boomers. They're killing them. They're setting it up. They're setting the precedent, and they admit. Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of old people. The vaccine is designed to kill old people, but it's so sophisticated. It also attacks women's placentas. That's on record. It causes autoimmune disorders. It's 5 viruses. Just the Pfizer vaccine goes after everything in your damn body. I've spent days reading all the medical reports. Weeks. I mean, the office has seen, I have stacks of stuff I read. I did a special report like a month and a half ago. I spent 8 hours getting ready for it. And I had a headache so bad after I read it all, I don't even know what to do. This is soft kill. This is eugenics. It's run by a crazy Nazis, but the Junkers. So it's here. And this is pure evil everybody signed on to, folks. They're murdering the old people. They know full well what they're doing. Jay Dyer is a really smart fella. And he's helped us do a lot of research on the Great Reset, and now we're going into full takeover mode. So he takes over the next 45 minutes. We really appreciate him. briefly. I don't know how long I'm going to be on air. The globalists are trying to shut us down right now. There's so many attacks. I'm not even going to waste your time here. And I just need your prayers, and I need your word of mouth so it would be as effective as possible to the very end fighting this. You better download the videos, the articles. They'll be even more valuable in the coming up when, I mean, like, half your neighborhood's going to be dying, folks. I mean, a few years from now, this is just a total kill operation. They're just normalizing it. They're going to say it's a new virus. It's killing everybody. It's going to be the vaccine. They told us they're coming to kill us. So please financially support us. Great products while you still can. The big sale ends this weekend, 50% off on X2, X3. A bunch of the best-selling products are about to sell out, so we've got to end this big sale that was the New Year's sale. And, you know, the month's almost over, so it's over here in just a few days. I don't have time to get to the whole list of the things that we've got here for sale, but it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. X2, 50% off. Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse. It's all there, 50% off. And a lot more. I want to thank you for your support. But whatever you do, get right with God, because this is the giant world government satanic takeover, and we're all obsolete, we're all illegitimate, we're all non-essential, according to these Satanist devil worshippers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Today we're going to be talking about technocracy. I want to explain the history of technocracy and then get into transhumanism, the ultimate goal of the technocrats from their own writings. And this will help you understand that we're talking about a plan that is literally, in a sense, thousands of years old, or all the way back to the beginning of the world, if you want to go back to Satan, the fall of the angelic beings and how they wanted to rebel against God and set up that Babel society. And that's really what they're trying to recreate throughout the rest of history, is the emergence of Babel. One of the key examples of this in history that's the most famous, though, is Plato's Republic. So I'm going to show you a couple of things from Plato's Republic where he kind of spills the beans, because this is written, remember, for the elite. It's not expected that most members of society would read or understand what Plato was writing. So we're going to look at the Republic and see what he says about how society should be governed and what the plan is. He says early on that the society has to be arranged in a pyramid, literally a pyramid. He says at the top is the philosopher kings, and they know what's going on, right? They're the technocratic elite. And in fact, Plato himself, following the Pythagoreans, said that the technocratic elite had a mystical, magical view of numbers. They literally thought the numbers themselves were divine. And this would lead to that technocratic mathematical model of everything being quantified, everything being tracked and traced. Because at the top, the philosopher elite know that the lower people, or the people down at the bottom of the pyramid, they're never going to grasp the way the society is run, how it's set up, and how the elite think, right? Because they just don't have the propensity. And this is where you get that model, yeah, of the genetics, right? Eugenios, right? This is the Greek idea of perfecting the race by getting rid of the lower classes, by getting rid of the people at the bottom of the pyramid, and then trying to engineer, right, progeny, so that the elite, their offspring reproduce and go into the future, and the offspring of the lower classes, the bottom of the pyramid, don't reproduce. Plato was very, very adamant about this. And he said that for your society to run, for your society to work, it has to have this extremely controlled and regimented numbers game, basically. We're going to do game theory. Keep that in mind, game theory, because that's going to come back up here in a minute when we talk about the RAND Corporation and DARPA. But Plato said that the society has to be held together by a kind of myth. He calls this the Ring of Gyges. And this is a famous, if you watch Lord of the Rings, you might think that there's some interesting connections there, because this ring of power, this myth, tells the story of somebody who found a ring that would make people invisible. Now, in Plato's telling of the story, what this means is that the secret of the myth is that the body is bad, the physical world doesn't matter, and so the removal of the body, the invisibility of the body, points towards the elevation of reason in Plato's philosophy. Because Plato basically worships reason, right? The philosopher king at the top of the pyramid, he's closer to the divine because He operates and lives his life on the basis of pure reasoning, like a Vulcan. Think of like a Vulcan, right? Like Spock's, you know, only goes on the basis of logic and reason. He's like a machine, right? He doesn't operate on the basis of any kind of emotion or empathy or love, right? And so, in the same way, anything that has to do with passions or the body has to be suppressed, has to be pushed down. And has to be ultimately eliminated, right? Now, if you're a Christian or if you have a religious perspective, you probably think, well, that sounds kind of true, except that we don't worship reason, right? We're not rationalists. We don't believe that reason is a god or a goddess, right? Like the French revolutionaries thought. But for Plato, his system does operate that way. And that's why they worship numbers, because geometry, numbers, forms, right? These are closer to the abstract, closer to the divine. And that's closer to what's objectively true. Whereas things in this world are subject to constant change and evolving and flux, right? So that's the structure of Plato's system. And he says that a secret society, yes, a secret society, will have to be in place to keep this secret of the myth, right? The myth of the ring. It's called the noble lie. You've probably heard of this view, the noble lie. So the state erects and wants to control secret society religious myths that are only for the inner core, that inner group of the elite, right? In Plato's system originally here, it's the philosopher king at the top and his little coterie, right? An oligarchy, basically, which is ironic because Plato critiques oligarchy. However, his system seems to fall prey to that very criticism that he offers. Now, the book goes on to talk about how you would set up this ideal republic, and the ideal republic is one that is run basically like a computer program, like a machine, right? There's no private property. There's a complete control by the state of every area of life. Everything is tracked and traced ultimately, even though Plato didn't know about, you know, surveillance and this kind of stuff. But the model, right, of this completely top-down society, command and control society, is found in Plato. And that's why you'll find the 20th century technocrats like Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells, they literally cite Plato. They say, we're going to erect a global Platonic republic. And we, as the priest class, are going to control it. If you look at religion for them is just the outer sphere, the kind of profane outer portico of the inner temple of the Luciferian scientism elite, right? That's the real so-called elite in this system, are the scientistic worshipers of, you know, the Dawkins Hitchens types, right? They're just, and even they are that sort of outer portico themselves for the inner party that Orwell talked about, right? So you have the outer party and the inner party. And if you've read Quigley, then you know what Orwell was talking about, right? Who is the outer party? Well, the outer party is the managerial class, the technocratic elites that follow the most powerful elites at the top of the pyramid, who are the enlightened ones, right? Who are, according to Quigley, about 100 years ago, the society of the elect. That's the people that from the background ran the British Empire, right? Cecil Rhodes, Rothschild, Lord Curzon, all the different lords and ladies, right? And to bring this up to the present day, I don't know if you guys could find it, but there was an essay published in Cosmopolitan magazine by Lord Birkenhead. And this came out actually before Huxley. So anything Huxley had written was actually just he's late to the game in terms of what Lord Birkenhead talked about in this famous Cosmopolitan essay that I think was right around the turn of the century, 1905, 1919, 1920, somewhere in there. If you look on Google, you can find that. It's a real essay. And he says that in the future, right, we're going to erect this technocracy where nothing will be as it was. Literally everything will undergo this revolution. You're not going to have children the way you thought you would have children. Children, he says, will be born in test tubes. He wrote that 100 years before people were actually saying that we can, you know, do genetic modification of children, right? Designer babies, right? So he was talking about this 100 years ago. So when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the things that Lord Birkenhead talks about in his essay. And then we're going to look to the area where you wouldn't expect the technocracy to really come to fruition. That would be Vietnam. Yes, Vietnam was a big test lab how to bring technocracy to the rest of the world. The Alex Jones Show. Okay.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can, of course, follow me on all the social media outlets. And I'm the author of this book, Esoteric Hollywood, and its sequel, Esoteric Hollywood 2, which actually has a whole section, 100 pages or so, on what we're talking about today. If you want to get into where Hollywood actually showed us ahead of time in many of their products, what would be the future? Now, I was mentioning the Lord Birkenhead essay from 1929, and it's about what the world would be in 100 years, right? So from 1929 to 2029, Lord Birkenhead says, again, before H.G. Wells, before Aldous Huxley had written Brave New World, he says that there will be the regulated choice of anyone's children by the cabinet of the future government, right? So the future government will decide how to breed nations, right, out of the industrial dullards, he says. Of course, you can see that arrogant attitude of the middle and lower classes by these elites. And they really wanted to bring in this technocracy as soon as possible, but really it took a long time for this to come to fruition in the sense of the Platonic attitude of how to have a perfect government, a perfect society. So this, you'll notice, is in continuity with all communist ideas, which is the idea that you can create a perfectly rational, right, utopian type of government that will run perfectly in society. There won't be greed, because once you eliminate private property, you won't have greed, right? Which is silly, because the root of greed isn't property itself. The root of greed is human avarice and human desire, right? And again, these British elites especially, I mean, they're some of the most degenerate and greedy people on the face of the planet. And here they are talking about bringing in this technocratic socialist world government. And to make this very clear, I know we've talked about this many times, but I have to give a shout out to my friend Primal Edge Health for hipping me to that Lord Birkenhead. So you can follow him on YouTube. He's a great guy. He gets into health and diet, talks about a lot of the same stuff that we do. And also my friend Richard Grove. Richard had an excellent recommendation in this book, The Irregulars. And this is about the British spies who came over, Roald Dahl, Ian Fleming, Noel Coward, who were connected to Hollywood, really high-level Hollywood elites. And their job was to get the U.S. government involved in international policing, right, to get the U.S. out of that attitude of non-interventionism, and to get them involved, especially in World War II. And then after World War II, the U.S. empire would take the place, right, of what the British empire used to do. It would become the engine of the technocracy. And this was planned, again. These British elites are saying this at the turn of the century, right? By the time of World War I, World War II, they're figuring out ways to bring America back under the aegis of that British Malthusian attitude. And guess what? This explains why the Western elite, right, have always supported both the fascists and the Marxists and the communists across the world, even though there was a kind of a Cold War play going on of opposition, right, between East and West. And at a certain level, there was at the top, the people who are running things, they're looking towards that synthesis, which they call the third way, right? The third way is what Quigley writes about. It's the blending of the worst aspects of Western capitalism and the monopoly capitalism and the worst aspects of Eurasian communism. And so one key figure that we want to have in mind here is Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous, coming out of those same circles as Lord Birkenhead and H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell, right? And he wrote in his UNESCO philosophy that the future would be run by this technocratic dictatorship on the basis of eugenics. But guess what? He said he knew even then, when he wrote this in 1946, that eugenics was kind of getting a bad name, right? Hitler was kind of making this look bad. This doesn't look too good. So let's just rebrand it as biometrics, bioeducation, family plans. So they just renamed it. That's all they did. I just rebranded it all. And he says, let's let the scientific elite, right, from a centralized global control center, just decide everything, right? Decide who gets born, who doesn't. Let's rearrange all of life, all of society. So that is the technique. You want to understand the technocratic philosophy and attitude? It's public right here in Julian Huxley's book. And guess what Julian Huxley coined? Transhumanism. That's right. Julian is the guy who gave us that term, and as we see here in a minute, that's going to be the guiding philosophy that leads the elite in terms of what they would do over the last century in terms of all these wars. Remember, war is a racket for this great game. War is a racket for these powerful elites. Not saying that there aren't, you know, legitimate battles and people on both sides and people, you know, struggling with one another. You know, that really goes on in these conflicts for sure. But at the top, again, it's a bankers and corporate man's game. And that's who benefits from war, not the people. And if you read the social planners, they actually say that you can get a lot more done in wartime than you can in peacetime. war is one of the greatest ways to advance a social engineering tactic. And that's what they did with World War One and World War Two. As Quigley notes, that the banking elite essentially engineered those two world wars. Why? Well, there's multiple reasons, but they wanted to get rid of any competition from the Holy Roman Empire, the German dynasty that was Catholic. And they wanted to get rid of any competition from Russia, right, and the Orthodox Church in Russia. So getting that was the purpose of the two world wars. And then the Cold War, right, sets up this dialectic out of which would come the synthesis of the global government, right? Again, I'm not telling you anything that these people didn't already write about. That's why Russell and H.G. Wells talked so favorably of communism and Sovietism. Well, I thought they were from the West. Like, why would they be? You know, I thought they were proponents of democracy, right? But why are so many of these British elites so favorable towards fascism and Sovietism and communism? Well, it's because they're programs. They're test tubes, right? War is a test tube. Typically, from this technocratic attitude. Again, I'm not saying there's not real war and there's not real POWs. I'm just saying that from the attitude of the people at the RAND Corporation, from the big institutes, right, the technocratic elite, DARPA, they're studying war to perfect the techniques of how to apply that in the future, right? It's R&D, it's research and development, RAND. So a lot of the wars, especially during the Cold War, relate to this and how to apply those techniques to the future. Now, I mentioned earlier that we would talk about the Vietnam War. Why is the Vietnam War so important in the scheme? And you might not think it is. You might think, oh, yeah, that was, something that degenerated the American troops. A lot of the troops got on drugs and, made America question their government and blah, 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 blah. And all that's true. But I want to look at it from the vantage point of the technocrats, right? And there's a couple books that are really important for this, which you know what I do your homework for you, right? I'm the nerd in class, the Chad nerd, that does your homework. You come and you copy off of me, because I know a lot of you guys don't have time to do homework, but I'm the nerd that has the time to do the homework. So you can trust me when I summarize these big, fat, boring books like Pentagon's Brain by Annie Jacobson or Soldiers of Reason by Alex Avea. Now, Alex Jones, some 10, 15 years ago had interviewed Alex Avea and done many, many talks himself on the history of the RAND Corporation. So I have to give credit to Alex for hipping me to that many years ago. But the reason I want to talk about Annie Jacobson's book is that she says, and this is not a conspiracy text, by the way. This was nominated for Pulitzer the year that it came out a few years ago. She says that really Vietnam was the pioneering test bed for the modern technocracy, right? And so if we want to look at how do we get to DARPA today with its experiments on super soldiers and implantable microchips and, bio enhancement and biometrics and all that stuff that DARPA developed, including the internet, right? Then we have to go to the Cold War. The Cold War is what would foster and develop all of this high tech that we saw rolled out, right? Supercomputers, AI, cryptography, the internet, that's all coming out of that Cold War setting. And so that's why we want to look at her analysis of Vietnam and all of the test programs and projects that were going on during the Vietnam War. That when you see this, you're going to be like, oh, we're actually living in that setting now. All of those techniques are being applied to the world now out of Vietnam. This is Jay Dyer listening to the
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners. Winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage. Mortgage, sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer and Jason Alsis. If you like the content that I'm putting out, what I do is I summarize these elite texts, right? So I go to Annie Jacobson and Julian Huxley and Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells and Miles Copeland, and I read all these books and I summarize them for me. So if you want to get access to that, you can go to Jay's Analysis and subscribe for $4.95 a month or $60 a year to get archives of hours and hours and hours of elite education, right, at a pennies on the dollar price. Basically, you can get a PhD, a master's level PhD, whatever one you want, right, in the writings of the elite themselves. So let's look at Pentagon's Brain by Annie Jacobson. She says that the way that DARPA comes to be, and if you don't know, DARPA or ARPANET is where the internet comes from, right? So the internet used to be ARPA, and then it became ARPANET, and then it became DARPANET, and then it became the Internet. And the roots of this, obviously, are the Cold War and the RAND Corporation and all that, but there was a key test lab, which was Vietnam. Now, listen to me very carefully, because every time I talk about this, people misunderstand. They think I'm saying communism is good. And, you know, it's not that America is the bad guy, communism is the good guy, or vice versa. It's that there's a technocratic elite that sits above systems that uses war as a test lab for R&D, for research and development. And this is what she's really hitting at in this book, is talking about how the Vietnam War was a gigantic test lab for drugs, right? What could be done with, number one, experimenting on troops with certain drugs. This is why you have so many troops coming back, right, with addictions and whatnot. That was intentional. You have the experimentations with what's called ethnography, right? And this is the what the CIA would do. You know, really, any empire in the history of the world, any state, has done a kind of ethnography where they would study the cultures and the people groups that they wanted to conquer. But this became a perfected science in the 20th century, and the CIA got really good at doing ethnography, where they would send people in undercover, right, as archaeologists and this kind of stuff. They were actually doing research for the CIA. And what they would do is they would figure out everything to do with some culture. They would learn their mannerisms, their idiosyncrasies, their dialects, their weird, you know, whatever was unique to that culture. And they would have a complete profile to then manipulate that people group. And so if you know, I've covered Miles Copeland's famous book, Game of Nations. That was his job, right? His job was to go in as a consultant for the, quote, ad companies, which was really his CIA cover, right? He was doing a consultation for the CIA to first Syria, the leaders in Syria, and then to Nasser during the Cold War. And Copeland was very honest in his book that this was all really to learn about how to manipulate nations, the game of nations. And so Jacobson goes on to talk about some of the things that were pioneered in Vietnam that you wouldn't expect would be the usage of tracking and tracing through computers. So I think everybody knows about IBM and, you know, the Holocaust and tracking people through that kind of stuff with cards. But here it becomes automated, right? In the Vietnam War, the CIA and DARPA were testing on Thai soldiers, right? They would take Thai soldiers at the behest of the king of Thailand or whatever, who was some kind of a CIA asset, I'm sure. And they were recording and surveilling and trying to figure out who was loyal to the regime and who wasn't, right, during this conflict. Other things that they would do is to perfect drones, right? Drone warfare was actually perfected in Vietnam. And not only drone warfare and using drones in Vietnam, unmanned aerial vehicles, but they would also experiment with chemical spraying. Yes, Agent Orange was actually a weather modification bio-warfare attack, right, where there's a guy named Gordon MacDonald who was part of the Jason Society. The Jason Society is one of these elite scientific societies. And, again, what RAND and what DARPA are doing is basically recruiting the top engineers, the top scientists, to work on projects that a lot of these scientists didn't even know what they were doing. They were just told to, we need you to do this and perfect this drone to do this and this. And really, it's only these top technocrats that know what all of the compartmentalization, right, is all about, right? So they know the full picture, and a lot of the scientists and a lot of the soldiers, they don't have a clue, right? Even people on the ground commanding the soldiers, they don't know the full game plan that the Vietnam War is this big research and development test lab. That's mind-blowing to me that's what was going on here, is that the Viet Cong, this is an important point she makes, were being studied by RAND to see how they interacted and reacted to a lot of the different movements that the West would make, right? There are actually a lot of movies that kind of hint at this, believe it or not, right? There's the Apocalypse Now, right? There's Full Metal Jacket, right? These movies kind of hint that maybe something else was going on here, right? Oliver Stone, right? He's made great films that talk about this kind of stuff. And so the Viet Cong were being studied by RAND. They were being studied by the deep state, you could say. And they learned what to do to move masses of population. They actually had a Hamlet program. This is a mass relocation program to see what were the easiest ways, the simplest ways to relocate masses of people into new living situations. How do we get indigenous peoples in this case to reorganize their societies and reorient in a way that's favorable to America? That's the strategic Hamlet program. Exactly. So are we starting to see a pattern here of mass social engineering, studying the people group through ethnography, using drones, using weather warfare? There was actually a program of the weather warfare that was related. It was called Project Emote, E-M-O-T-E, I think is what it was. And Project Emote was about using weather weapons on the Viet Cong to start forest fires combined with the biowarfare spraying Agent Orange. Spraying, chemical spraying from the sky, weather warfare, right? And again, Gordon MacDonald, Dr. Edward Teller, Jay Connett, these are all guys who worked on these projects that were connected in these same high-level Jason Society circles. And in fact, it's Dr. Edward Teller of the Manhattan Project who is the father of large-scale geoengineering. That's even in public science, like mainstream science, you know, I don't remember if it's Science Big Mirror or somewhere, but they talk about the fact that that's what Dr. Edward Teller was up to. There he is. There's film scenes of the spraying being done in Vietnam. So this was all part of a climate and weather manipulation. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, oh, it was just, you know, the government was testing different chemicals on the troops. It was much more than that. So what they did, this is the amazing part. She says that this was the first implementation of a systems of systems approach, right? So we know about systems studies, you know, studies of how a system works together. It could be anything. It could be a computer system. It could be an economic system. Well, this is a meta-level integration of many systems together in Vietnam that included the population relocation, right, the Hamlet Project. It included things like the Phoenix Program, which if you don't know about that, Douglas Valentine, Dave McGowan have some great books that discuss the Phoenix Program, which was the intention to create serial killers, basically, right? Train high-level killers during the Vietnam War to go out and, you know, we think about war movies. I think Dolph Lundgren's in some war movie where he's like a Phoenix Program guy with a bunch of ears. He's wearing a necklace of ears, right? I forget what, it's a Van Damme movie or something. But that's hinting at this point as well, which is the intentional creation of serial killers. This is a program, I think, developed by William Colby, going from memory. But so all of this was studied. The relocation, the biomodification through the tracking and tracing of the different soldiers, Thai soldiers' populations, the spraying from the Agent Orange and the weather modification, the electronic fence system. This is another one that they invented, which was beginning to use sensors and AI. I mean, it wasn't the, you know, sophisticated AI that we think of today, but basically just sensors that would set off bombs and that were relayed, the signals relayed back to drones. And so she says this is really the beginning of trying to integrate in the battlefield a holistic picture of everything going on, right, that could be tracked and traced from central war room locations, right? Now, think about this. So there's so many layers and levels to this that it's kind of mind-blowing, really. And when you think about the fact that it's a systems of systems approach, you can begin to see how this is exactly what was studied to know how to do this to mass populations, right? You can use these same techniques and principles, not just in a region or in some area in the future in a color revolution or whatever. Because remember, it's, you know, the same people behind color revolutions, the same people behind those kinds of regime change operations that were studying this stuff, right? It's the same thing, right? You can do this on a mass scale, and that's where we get the basic principles and patterns of what the technocracy does nowadays. So it wasn't even really in the long term about winning or losing the Vietnam War. I think there was a lot of psychological warfare in terms of demoralization of the American public through Vietnam. That was a big part of it. But ultimately, it was about the technocracy. That's what this was really about, and that's crucial to see and to understand. We'll close this up in the final segment when we get back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.